Today we welcome our listeners in Southern Missouri and Northern Arkansas on 92.3 KSAR. Folks there may know of a town called Powhatan, a once thriving city, now mostly a ghost town. However, its buildings have been preserved and the stories of its glory days still abound. We head to the place where the Delta meets the Ozarks on this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. As Steve Saunders explains, Powhatan, Arkansas was once a very important city in a very large county.
Lawrence County was formed January the 15th, 1815. And so it was most of North Arkansas and a pretty good chunk of southern Missouri, about 35 miles into Missouri.
29 counties in Arkansas and 13 in Missouri were eventually carved from that one huge county. Steamboats traveled to this inland town on the Black River. During the Civil War, those boats hauled troops for both sides.
It was mentioned several times at the end of the war that when they got to Powhatan, the place was deserted. It wasn't really deserted. It's just that they knew that the troops were coming, and they gathered all the chickens and the cattle and the grain and all their food, you know, and they took it out into the county somewhere and hid it.
In 1888, a courthouse was built here. It still stands.
The brick from this building was actually fired right here in town. Back in those days, you didn't order brick from somewhere and have it shipped in. You ordered the brickmaker, and he came in and found a source of clay.
500 people once lived in town.
In the 2000 census, there were only 50 people in Powhatan. So what happened to it? Well, remember we said this was a steamboat town. And in 1884, the railroad went through, but it didn't come through Powhatan.
The rails went through Black Rock, although Powhatan remained the county seat until the 1960s. Today, the town is a state historic site, a great place to see where steamboats landed at the point where the Delta meets the Ozarks. Traveling the countryside in Powhatan, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.